thank you for your love.
Aloha, I am your host, May Leilani, and this is the Universal Spiritual Connection. Mahalo to all the listeners of BBSRadio.com, and aloha to all my Pal Talk listeners as well. It is always such a great honor and pleasure to connect with each and every one of you every Tuesday. So I'm about to announce our call-in number, so here we go. The toll-free number for the USA is 877-270-8714. Canada, the number is 888-861-3519. Direct lines are, same area code, 530-876-9026. Or 876-3223 or 413-4515. And you're welcome to call in. You're not going to want to miss our next guest for this evening. I have waited for at least 3 months to have the honor and the pleasure to interview this young lady. And for all you Pal Talk listeners, I'm going to hold her book up. And so I know that each of you can actually see the book. If you'll just give me a second. There we go. We've got it in focus. But tonight we are actually speaking with the author of Love Colors, which is a new approach to love, relationships, and she's also going to talk about the aura this evening. And you know what's really interesting is I've gone through this, and she has this wonderful self-test that all of us can take, and if you'll visit her website, you'll have total access to that website as well. And for all you Pal Talk listeners, we have been posting Pamela's website up, but let me give it to all our BBS listeners, and that website address is www.pamosle.com if you're interested in taking the self-test. I found it very fun, and it also gave me a true deep insight, a little bit more information about who I am that I wasn't quite aware of. So you may want to, as we continue with our show this evening, is take the self-test and call in. Let's talk with Pam this evening. But before we get started, please allow me to give you some personal, wonderful background information on Pamela. She has been traveling all over the United States and abroad to share her wonderful knowledge with individuals. Pamela is also not just an author, but a consultant, lecturer, and professional psychic since 1983. She's traveled extensively throughout the country, presenting seminars and conducting workshops about the emerging human potential, psychic abilities, auras, and the power of our beliefs to create our reality. In addition to having her own radio show, Pamela has been a popular guest on numerous of television and radio shows around the country. She is the author of Love Colors, Love Life Colors, and Make Your Dreams Come True, and has a one-year waiting list for private psychic consultations. That's right, a one-year waiting list. Can you guys just imagine? Pamela has also been a guest lecturer at the International Forum on New Science, Fortune 500 companies, and many seminars for professionals in the physiology, education, and health fields. Pamela uses her psychic abilities to help people discover their life path, solve issues, and achieve fulfillment. And to demonstrate, we are more than what we've been taught, that psychic abilities are indeed natural. So without further delay, please help me give Pamela a warm welcome to the show. Hello, Pamela.
Hello, Leilani. How are you?
I am great.
Or maybe I should say aloha, huh?
Yeah.
That's my second home is Hawaii. I love Hawaii.
Oh, bless your heart.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to go take vacation together sometime.
What do you think?
What
a great idea.
Well, you know, what's really interesting is I was doing a last minute going through this wonderful information I have in front of me about you, and then all of a sudden I wanted to change my whole format, and here I was stumbling all over myself. So please forgive me, Pamela. I was just so excited to finally have you on the show, and look what I did.
Oh, I wasn't offended by anything that you did. I think you're wonderful.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm real excited about diving into your book this evening with you. And what's so wonderful is my PAL talk room this evening is just jam-packed with listeners. And not only the PAL talk room, but as well as through BBS Radio. So I know that a lot of them have actually already started going on to your website. And I hope that they will actually... I would like to lead them directly to the self-test that you have designed so for all of us.
Okay.
And so if for my listeners this evening, can you kind of guide them in that particular area on your website?
Right. Well, first, they can go to either pamosley.com, just like what you said, or auracolors.com, A-U-R-A, colors.com. And they'll find this if they go to, let me see, I think it says the test. If they click on the test, they'll be able to see the test that's also in both of my books, actually, Life Colors and Love Colors. And just to explain to your listeners, I do see and sense auras. And what I've discovered over the years as each one of the different aura colors or life colors, well, let me start from this, Leilani. People have lots of different colored bands out from them. About six
yes.
feet of different colored bands. And the one or two colors that are the closest to a person's body are their life colors. Those colors don't typically change. The outer bands in the aura change all the time, according to what's going on with the person at the time. And the one or two colors closest to the body usually reveal their personality type, what they're like in relationship, careers they're going to be drawn to and probably the most fulfilled in, potential health problems, how they are with money, how they are with children. There's a lot that's revealed in a person's aura colors. It's basically an energy field that radiates out from them, and it contains a lot of information. So on my website, when they take the test, they'll be able to see the one or two colors after they take the test, which one they score highest on, which one or two colors they score the highest on.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be able to reveal to them, hopefully as long as people are answering true to their true nature. And I love the song that you started out with at the beginning, that, you know, we're all created to fly, that a lot of people are suppressed or told they're not supposed to be who they are.
Oh, yeah.
So when people take the test, I encourage them to really answer true to their heart and soul, not what they think they're supposed to be or how they've been trained to be or how they've been raised to be or suppressed to be, but their true heart and soul. And then they're going to be able to see their true colors. Look at how we talk about that, showing your true colors.
Well,
and then they'll be able to read them.
Real quick, Pamela, if I may. When you say life colors, you're referring to the colors that we actually came into this incarnation in this particular lifetime.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's exactly right. And people have free will. People ask me if they can change their life colors. And I would never limit anyone. I would never say, no, absolutely you cannot. You're stuck with that. Because I really emphasize free will. In my experience of doing this psychic work for the last 24 years, I very rarely see people change their life colors, but I have seen some people do it. And then they feel like a completely different person or something dramatic changes in their life and whole new personality sort of emerges.
So what is the advantage, you know, is, so, well, let me just back up here again for just a moment, if I may, is when we're referring to the life colors, and, you know, you had mentioned that we could actually change it if we chose to do so in this lifetime. Now, I would think that if you were born, came into this particular time frame with those colors, it was probably like a blueprint within what you were to learn in this lifetime.
That's great. That's exactly it. It's usually when I see people's life colors, it reveals the theme that they've chosen to experience in this lifetime. It's a theme. It's things they wanted to experience, what they wanted to learn, what they wanted to make as a priority in this lifetime. So, for example, if a person is a blue, they came here to experience and to give love, to be in service, to be a teacher, a counselor, a nurse, or something that's not a person that helps other people on a real personal, deeply emotional level. As opposed to reds or greens, they have a completely different life theme in this incarnation.
And that can be very important for our spiritual growth, because a lot of times we make that decision prior to coming here, okay, these are the areas that my soul needs growth in when I participate with this life incarnation. So with that said, I know that a lot of, let's pardon me, Pamela, because I've got just all kinds of wonderful questions I want to ask you about this.
Great, we'll just play with it. Fine.
Okay. But let's go and talk about the different colors, and then I can ask you some of these other questions, because I think before I get ahead of the listeners, let's just go ahead and talk about the different colors.
Okay, that's a great idea. I see 14 different aura colors, and I categorize into three different families: the physical colors, the colors, the emotional colors, and even all physical, mental, and emotional. Certain aura personalities process life through either physical body, like reds, oranges, and yellows. They get what's real through their physical bodies. The mental colors, the four different tans and the greens, they get what's real through analyzing things, through intellect, through logic. And then the blues, violets, indigos, and crystals are in the emotional family. They get what's real through their intuition, their feelings, their emotions, their inner vision. So just briefly, reds are all about being a physical being in this lifetime. It's not about spirituality, philosophy. It's really all about eating, drinking, having sex, being physical, being kind of like an animal. They're very strong-willed, typically hot tempers. Some of them can be loners. Some of them can be really rowdy. You know, let's party. Let's. So that's a red. I don't usually see reds interested in this type of work because they're not. They don't believe in it. And then we've got oranges. Oranges are the daredevils on the planet, the evil Knievels, the Jackie Chan. They love to do things like race cars, skydive, be stunt drivers, climb. You know, do extreme sports. Climb up to the top of Mount McKinley, whatever it is, they need to put their lives on the line to get that adrenaline rush to really feel alive. And again, oranges aren't usually interested in this work because they're off jumping out of airplanes. That's what they live for. Their whole life is about challenging physical reality and outwitting it and, you know, hunting, lion taming, you know, something where they can just really get the raw courage feeling in this life.
Now, I would have thought jumping out of a plane would have been a red.
Well, reds will do it, too, but usually reds are more down-to-earth. Reds are, you know, really hardworking and down-to-earth, and they think taking physical risks like that is foolish because they're much more down-to-earth. And oranges, they can get kind of bored. Now, not all reds. I see a lot of reds and oranges being firefighters and policemen and, you know, something where they show raw physical courage. So I do see reds and oranges in that, but reds are not typically risk takers like oranges are. You know, I mean, oranges don't really care about pain, and reds are much more, you know, practical and down to earth and hard working. You know, they think things like that are foolish and a, you know, waste of life energy. Okay.
Yeah.
Then we have magenta.
Well, so let me ask this then, Pamela. How does these colors affect not only with us personally, but our relationships as well?
Well, that's one of the reasons
when I took the test, I was very pleasantly surprised for number one. Number two is, as I started to observe my interactions with my relationships, once I understood, you know, my own life colors
And and it was quite interesting. And then I would find myself running back to your book and going, ooh, let me check this out.
I love that. That's the whole reason I wrote this book. This book was aimed at helping people really, first of all, understand and validate themselves. Because so many people are out there going, I don't know who I am, I feel lost, I don't know what career to go into, I'm not happy in my relationship, mostly because they don't fully understand or have given themselves permission to be authentic in who they really are. So that's the first start, once you understand yourself. And then when you read about the different aura personalities, it helps us understand each other and become much more understanding, tolerant. You know, we get along better instead of going, why can't you be more like me and why don't you understand how I am? We can go, oh, that's because he's a tan or he's a yellow. I get it. You know, we have different priorities. We have different ways of perceiving life. So once we understand that about each other, I see the sense that we give each other permission more so to be who we are. And to me, that ultimately promotes more peace and harmony and love on the planet. So I'm glad you run back to the test and take a look at that, because then instead of thinking somebody, you know, is like off the rocker or a jerk or mean or whatever, you can go, oh, I get it. That's why they're out of power green, or, you know, it's really, don't you find it helpful?
Yes, and you bet it does. And what really pleased me is it was really helping me to understand myself a little bit better.
Good.
Why I chose to do certain things. And it was always, and I would could always relate it back to that particular color.
Uh-huh.
And so, you know, some people will go, oh, come on, Leilani, you know, this is, but, you know, I would challenge anybody to just really, dive into this.
Uh-huh.
Because we do know that color affects our emotions, the way we choose to process. You can always tell by the clothes, the color clothes that we even choose to wear on
mm-hmm.
a daily basis has an
mm-hmm.
effect on us.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. I've seen it all the time. And you know, I even have psychiatrists and psychologists and business people calling up and going, wow, this really matches with the Myers-Briggs testing. It's got the similar personality types, and we use this all the time in helping our employees, and it's a perfect match. It's just easier for people to remember the colors than it is, am I an introvert, extrovert, with a visitive? There's like, you know, so many different categories in the psychological field. And you know what, Leilani, we've all experienced feeling or sensing the energy field around people, even if we can't see it. I'm sure everyone's had the experience of standing next to someone and not quite feeling right standing next to them. We want to pull away because we don't like their energy.
Yes.
And other people, we instantly like their energy, and we don't know why. They haven't said anything. They haven't told us about themselves. We just like them. We're sensing the energy field that's resonating off of them.
You bet.
So
and
putting a color to it and understanding the personality type really is like, oh, that's why. Or even past relationships. It's like I've had women and men both tell me, I keep picking the same type of person and I don't understand what's going on. And then when they read the categories, they go, oh, no wonder. No wonder I keep being drawn to these little boy yellows who have a fear of commitment and they won't grow up and they won't. Now I understand.
Well, and I noticed that you are actually working with a lot of corporations and
mm-hmm.
helping them with the colors. And
well, even with companies and businesses, it helps them understand their personnel, their employees, and helps
yes.
to place them in places where that person is actually going to be happy. You don't want to put a tan in a position of leadership when they're uncomfortable, or a yellow in a position of having to tell people what to do or fire them, because that's really hard on those personality types. So, yeah, companies are being able to see the different personalities and know where to place them so everybody's happy and fulfilled.
Yes, and I thought, wow, that's really great, because, you know, for myself, you know, over and beyond coming from Hawaii, you know, that was as you know, color is a big and very important for the people in Hawaii. We love
mm-hmm.
color.
Mm-hmm.
And we express
mm-hmm.
it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And so being here in the mainland, I use a lot of color in my home and the way I dress, and you're right, because a lot of times as well, I can, you know, I'll know exactly what mood I'm in just by the colors that I'm wearing when I get, you know, walk out the door.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
I thought, what incredible work that you're doing.
Oh, great. Well, you know, it's funny because a lot of people are drawn to wearing their aura colors. I see a lot of violets, people that have the purple-violet color, really being drawn to surrounding themselves with that or wearing that color. Blues tend to a lot of times be drawn to the blue color. Now, it's not always the case. Sometimes people are drawn to blue because they just want it peaceful and relaxing, which is more of a blue color anyway. And some people, okay. even though they're not red life colors, they're still drawn to wearing red because they want that vibration and that vibrant energy. And, you know, we've been using the language of the aura colors for centuries, Leilani. We talk about, now I know we haven't gone through all the aura colors yet, but we talk about, you know, we've got little happy face yellows and somebody's got a yellow streak up their back, and that totally describes the yellow. They're just happy, playful, childlike people. We talk about somebody being true blue, or I'm feeling blue today, and that's basically a blue life color. That's their personality type. Or we've got red with anger, red with passion, red with rage. That describes a lot of the personality of reds. We have green money, green with envy, and greens are very much the type A personalities, the driven, they like making money, they're workaholics. And then we've got the violet robes around royalty, and that's kind of, violets are basically the royalty on the planet. They're the kings and the queens and the leaders and the visionaries. So we've been using this language for a long time, so I know that people over the centuries have been able to see or sense the auras, and they even painted halos around people. You know, so people were seeing it. We've just sort of forgotten that ability.
Yes. Well, explain to our listeners, because I know most of them do indeed know what the aura is, but for mm-hmm. those that are just stepping into, you know, in their own personal journey, I'd like to maybe give them some insight on what the, you know, when we talk about the aura, what is that? If you would just touch on that for a few minutes, I would appreciate it.
Okay, the scientists that are actually working with the aura, it's an energy field. And they're actually measuring it with electronic equipment. In Carillion photography, they're actually taking pictures of it. It's an energy field that radiates out from our physical bodies, actually from all matter. There's an energy field, because according to quantum physics now, we're all energy, and now they're measuring it. Now, the way that I see and experience the aura, well, a lot of healers can feel it. They can feel mm-hmm. the energy field. Sometimes we feel it as heat. It's an energy that comes off of it. A lot of people can actually see the aura, and it's these beautiful colored lights that glow off of a person, kind of like light from a light bulb. And it comes off on all sides, just like a light bulb. It's around your head, it's off your shoulders, it's off your stomach, your chest, everything. It completely surrounds you. And in my experience, now some people experience the aura differently. It depends on if they're getting some emotional energy off of them. In my experience, I see different colored bands that come off of somebody. So there might be a blue color closest to them, and then they may have a lavender layer after that. They may have a crystal aura after that. You know, they're different bands. So
right.
That's what the aura looks like, and that's actually what they're measuring.
Okay. So let me, if I may, Pamela, let me just share the basic, well, I don't know if that's the correct word or not, but I'm going to share some colors with all of you this evening. And those colors are blue, green, violet, yellow, red, orange, magenta, lavender, indigo, crystal, and tan. So let's talk a little bit about let's say that a person came into this lifetime with violet and let's say magenta, because they usually come in with two colors, right?
Usually, yeah. Now, that would be a very unusual combination, to be a violet and a magenta. violets are the visionaries, the leaders, the teachers. Violets actually came to the planet to help save the planet. I see them a lot being, they're very charismatic. They're very big personalities. Most violets, when they're young, have this sense that they're going, that they are supposed to be famous or do something very big and very powerful. And a lot of violets are accused of being unrealistic dreamers. I see them drawn a lot to the entertainment business, the media. They're big in front of audiences. They're filmmakers, writers, musicians. Or I see them getting drawn to psychology or teaching, anything that can help make a difference with the masses. Violets need to reach the masses. Or I see them getting involved in politics, law, or causes, because violets are very global and they feel like they need to help humanity or save the planet or the environment or the animals, something that makes a huge difference. Now, magentas are sort of the opposite. They're very funny. They tend to be very bizarre. They love to shock people. If you think of Kramer on Seinfeld or Anthony Mame,
yes.
Okay, those are magentas. They're very wild, crazy, shocking, artistic, creative. They really don't fit in. I don't see that many magentas, although I have seen quite a few of them in places like San Francisco. They tend to need to live in places where there's a lot of people so they can sort of hide out. Because if they live in a small community, they can get ostracized. They get picked on a lot because they're so wild. So if somebody has both that powerful, dynamic leadership quality of a violet, like, for example, Oprah's got a lot of violet, John and Robert Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln, Martin Luther King, I Have a Dream, I Have a Vision, Nelson Mandela, Maya Angelou, Spielberg, George Lucas, Bono, those are all violets. Do you see how charismatic and powerful they are?
Mm-hmm.
And then if you think of Kramer being a magenta, it's like you can imagine the inner conflict that could show up with that, although a person with that combination would do great in the entertainment business. They can
be
a clown. They can be funny.
Of some famous couples that you know. Would you share those with us this evening?
That I know their aura colors?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with, let's say, Arnold Schwarzenegger and then Maria Shriver. That's an interesting combination because he's actually a green with yellow. And greens are very strong-willed, very bright, very powerful. They like to be right. They like to be organized. Greens, a lot of times, it's about running businesses. I usually see them being in, you know, banking or finances or money or whatever. But they tend to like to be right a lot, and they have control issues usually. Now, he's got that playful little boy, yellow, too. Yellow. And violets, again, violets.
Hold your thought for just a moment, if you would, Pamela.
Okay.
We have a caller on the line. Welcome, caller. Welcome, caller.
Hi, everybody. This is Lucky Wish, Penny.
Hi, Lucky.
I want to know what color I am.
Okay, Lucky, let me take a look at you, okay? All I need
to
hear from you
is... Guys, be nice to me. That is the room tax. They're picking on me.
Well,
I won't let the tax in the room. Quiet,
Lucky,
everyone.
Lucky, tell us what state you're calling from, honey.
What?
Tell us the
Washington.
State that you're calling from.
Washington.
Washington, great place
to be.
Hi, everybody. Hi, Lucky. Let me get a visual of you so I can pick up your aura colors, okay? Tell me what color hair and eyes you have.
I got blue eyes, I got brown hair, and I wear glasses, ha, ha, ha.
Now, is your hair light brown, medium brown?
Light brown.
Light brown. Okay, let me look at you.
And I'm also a songwriter, too.
Okay, good. Well, you have quite a bit of yellow in your aura, Lucky, and yellows are basically really big kids at heart. Do you know what I mean? They're playful,
yes,
they're funny.
I'm a big kid at heart.
Yeah, yellows like to play. Ultimately, yellows don't like sitting behind a desk and working. They need to do creative work or playful work. And a lot of people yell at yellows when they're little and go, when are you going to grow up? When are you going to get a real job? But yellows don't like real jobs. They like creativity or fun or playfulness. Yellows, Lucky, and it's funny that you even have a yellow name, that you've got nicknamed Lucky, because yellows came here to bring joy to the planet. They want to play. They like pleasing people and making them laugh. Yellows came here to help
uh-huh.
people be happy or to help them heal. Do you understand that?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, you have a lot of yellow in your aura. Now, the trick with yellows, they have to watch out because yellows are not usually really good with money. They get money and it
huh?
kind of disintegrates in their hands because yellows don't really care that much about money. They want to have fun.
That's true. I don't really care about money so much. I care more about my songs. I'm a new songwriter.
Uh-huh.
I write about love songs and that kind of stuff.
Right. Well, you have mostly yellow in your aura,
radio,
and then you have...
And DS Radio has my songs, too.
Okay.
Sorry about my coughing.
Okay. And
please,
and Lucky,
please
you
forgive
have just
me
a
about
little
my
bit
coughing.
Of touch.
I have bronchitis.
Can she hear me?
Yes.
Leilani, can she hear me?
Lucky, hold your thoughts for just a minute, honey, and because you
okay.
want... Pamela wants to give you some very important information, so I want you to
okay.
to listen carefully, okay?
All right, go.
Okay, Lucky, you also have a little touch of blue in you, and blues have
yes.
really big hearts, and they get brokenhearted if they see animals abused, or they feel like they can cry
yes.
very easily, where yellows laugh at everything. Blues are much more emotional.
Yes.
Blues want to be loved, and they want people to feel loved. Especially with
yes.
you, like with animals or children, it's just blues. Just their hearts just break if they see somebody being sad, and they'll want to cry with
that.
Them. So they're much more emotional. But blues, it's all about love. Yellows, it's all about fun
yeah.
and play and joy. And blues, it's all about
yes.
love and being in service and helping people feel loved. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank
so those
you.
Are your aura colors.
Huh.
So, Lucky, those are your aura colors. So.
Thank you.
But I like
hi, everybody
you.
On the net.
All of
you
all can hear you, and they're waiting for you to come back and join them.
Up.
So we hope we have served you well, Lucky. Thank you for calling
yes,
me,
you
honey.
Have. And thank you, BS Radio, for putting all my songs on your radio.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you,
okay,
Lucky.
I'm dropping the mic now.
Okay,
I'm
bye-bye.
The phone.
Bye-bye.
What?
Bye-bye. So I want to remind our listeners that are tuned in is that you're welcome to call in and ask Pamela any questions, but we're going to go ahead and move forward with the show this evening. And so, Pamela, before I have you share with some of our famous couples,
mm-hmm.
I'd like to see what you come up with, what you see and what my colors are.
Okay, good. I was going to ask you that. I wanted to see if you tested what I pick up around you. Leilani, let me get a visual of you. What color hair and eyes do you have? Is that brown?
Well, would you prefer me
brown
to
with
give...
some gray?
Well, it actually is all silver.
Okay. Was your hair brown before it went silver?
Yes.
And what color was your hair... What were you as a child?
It was like a cocoa brown, just really pretty.
Okay, and it's all silver now, but I still picked up the brown that you had in your hair. And what color eyes do you have?
Jet, real dark, dark brown eyes.
Dark brown eyes.
Almost black. Okay. Almost black.
Almost black, okay. When I look at you, I definitely, Leilani, get you have some of that really wanting to make a difference on the planet violet in your aura.
Yes.
I can feel some blue around you, but what's interesting is I feel like you might have been born violet and yellow, and you've learned some of that blue to be even deeply compassionate. Blues just have the biggest hearts. The yellows are very playful. Now, you've also, it's oddly enough, you have a little touch of lavender in your outer bands, and I don't usually see lavender, but I will tell you I feel like that's in your outer bands. Feels to me that you were actually born violet with yellow, and you've added quite a bit of blue around you. Did you test high on any of those?
Yes, I did. Matter of fact, it was really interesting because after I took the test, I did speak with the. I'm going to ask my caller on line two. Just to, I'm aware you're there, so just be patient with me. It's really interesting because I asked the masters, I said, well, how come? What's up with this? You know what they said to me?
Huh.
That I'm actually incorporating all facets.
Oh, well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Of, you know, of all the colors.
Uh-huh. That makes sense. So you probably tested pretty well for on a lot of them. I don't see a whole lot of orange in your aura. Uh-oh. I just realized my phone battery is starting to go. I didn't know it had such a weak battery. I'm going to change phones really quick. I apologize.
Well,
that's
in the meantime,
funny.
I'm going to just relax, Pamela. It's okay,
okay.
Honey.
Okay,
good. Do what you need to do, and I'm going to bring on my next caller.
Okay, I switched.
Hello?
I'm
hello.
Here.
Oh, I have a caller on the line. Hi, what's
okay.
your name?
Yes, Leilani, this is me, Tony.
Hi, Tony.
I want to find out from Pamela
hello,
about
Tony.
My colors.
Oh, wait, just real quick. Tony, if you would share very quickly with all our listeners on who you are.
Oh, I'm Tony Watson, and I have a room in Piatak. It's named Kelihi Kui Honua. And I do healings there and also help people to find their journey or help them to find the easiest way to get by. You know, I can only guide them. I cannot do it for them. So this is what I do. And I do it live
thank
on the
you,
Internet.
Tony. Oh, Pamela, he's an actual true blue kahuna, and he's calling
mm-hmm.
all the way from Hawaii.
I could feel it, Leilani, and you know what? He's a very powerful violet yellow. Remember I told you violets are here? Violets are here to shift the consciousness of people to really help the masses. And yellows, when they're in power, they are natural healers. So violets are just, they're old souls. Violets are old souls. Do you understand? They're leaders. They're visionaries. They need to reach the masses. He's definitely got that violet, and he's got that that yellows. Certain yellows really come from their physical body so that they can be natural healers. They can actually place their hands on people and feel the energy. So a lot of them become healers. He's definitely got violet and yellow.
Yay!
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, Tony,
thank
if you,
you
read about
much.
The violet and the yellow, you're probably going to recognize a whole lot of things about yourself. Do you understand? Yellows can either be playful, stubborn kids with a sense of humor. They are stubborn often. And so they can be playful and little kids, or they can be incredibly powerful energies and healers.
No. Well, I've been doing this for quite a while, almost 50 years now. And
yeah.
To me, it's a way of life. You know,
hey,
that's how I
Tony,
see it.
did you know Tigress Bear on the islands? He was a kahuna, too,
who's
on the
that?
Big island. He was a big surfer, but Tigress Bear. He's not in physical form anymore, but he was also a yellow violet and a kahuna on the islands.
I never knew the guy, but yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah, he was a powerful
yeah.
healer, very powerful.
Yeah,
healer.
Yeah, he was
yeah.
a friend of mine.
Oh, cool. No, we both
yeah,
work
I love
pretty
that.
Much the same way.
Yep.
You know, the energy we work with is pretty much the same energy.
Yep.
So.
Wow, well, I feel Tony. Really honored to talk to you. Thank you for calling in, Tony.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I've always wanted to find out my colors. I finally learned.
Mm-hmm.
I
well, I hope you get a chance to find
it.
The book, either Life Colors or Love Colors, so you can read more about your violet and your yellow. It's just going to, it feels like it'll blow you away when you actually get to see it written down.
Oh, okay. Okay, because I did your webpage. I did put it in my favorites so I can look at it later on.
Mm-hmm.
I find it's very interesting. Thank you very much.
Oh, good. Yeah, you might test high on the blue, but you're really a violet. Violets are more powerful leaders. Blues rescue people, and they come from the heart. You add that sometimes to help people heal, but you're really a violet yellow. So thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mahalo,
my pleasure.
Tony.
Oh, thank you very much, Leilani. Love
mm-hmm.
you.
You're welcome.
Love both of you.
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Wow, this is great.
I love talking to people in the islands. I miss the islands. I want to go home. I want to go there so bad, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, No can take, Holly.
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I was talking to a woman the other day from the islands as well, and all of a sudden she said, more better.
Uh-huh. And I gave it away.
I hadn't heard that in so long, Pamela. If that woman had been standing in front of me, I promise you I'd have been just loving all over her. I never realized how much they appreciated more better. Don't mind me. I'm being silly. Right?
Oh, no, I'm being nostalgic, too. I no can take, Holly?
You do it so well. You can speak the language nicely.
Oh, you know, I haven't been there too long, you know.
Well, we have another caller, Pamela.
Okay.
Hi, caller. May I ask your name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Deborah. I'm Q Messenger on the board. I'm calling from Missouri.
Hi, Deborah. Thank you so much for calling. Did you have a question for Pamela?
I do. I was, like everyone else, the colors. And
okay.
And based on what she says about that, I have another question if I have time.
Okay, Deborah, what color hair and eyes do you have so I can get a visual of you?
Brown hair, dark brown hair, and dark brown eyes.
Debbie, you're doing something really interesting. The first layer that happens, now I see 14 different aura colors, okay? The first layer that I hit when I run into you is blue, and I've got to tell you something. I feel like you weren't born a blue. I feel like you learned how to do blue, and blues are all about relationships and love, and they worry about their other family members, and they tend to put everybody else first and themselves last. They're givers. They come from their heart, and you've got quite a bit of blue around you. But what's interesting, Deborah, is I feel like there's something else hidden in you. Do you understand how you worry about other people and you feel like you need to be there for other people? And I keep feeling like you have something else hidden in there, and I feel like there's a little bit of violet in there. You've learned some tan. Tans are very much about, and again, you've learned it. You're not a real tan. Tans are about, I have to pay the bills. I have to be security, stability, practicality, you know, the regular jobs, the paycheck, security. Do you understand? But I don't get that's your natural color either. It's in your outer bands. I feel like you've actually got a little bit of violet and a little touch of yellow hidden in there. And violets are more, it's almost like I can't get your violet out big enough. Violets are more like, oh, those poor people and starving children in other countries, I wish I could help them. Or those poor people with the tsunami, I wish I could do something. And yellow violets a lot have secret desires to maybe do creative work or write or be an artist. Or violets can also be therapists. Do you understand? It's like you've got these other layers out of you that I feel like you've learned how to be, but there's another you that I want to say has been a little bit lost or suppressed or shoved over to the side a little bit. Do you understand that when I say that?
I do. I do channel an entity. And that is present right below the surface all the time.
Yeah. Deborah, blues and violets are the two most psychic of all the aura colors. Blues and violets are both very spiritual. They're very psychic, and I keep feeling like there's more to you. Like I feel like I want to bring more out of you. Like there's some part of you that's been kind of, limited on some level, or not understood, or not understood by people around you, or something. I just feel like I want to bring more out of you. Do you understand that?
We did come to reawaken the ancient knowledge and many that seek.
Right. So blues and violets can both be spiritual teachers.
Yes.
Okay. And sometimes like writing or painting or, you know, with the creative side of you.
Oh, right.
So sorry. My other phones are gone. Can't shut off my
it's
other
okay.
phone. Let me go in here.
You know what? Answer it and we'll just put them on the phone. I mean, on the radio.
That's your violet going, you know, and that easy going yellow. Good for you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for calling. I hope that you really allow your voice to be heard, because violets do need to have their voices heard.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, before we let you go, would you mind if I assisted you in opening up that throat chakra just a little bit to get you going on that path?
Yes, that would be great.
Okay, I'm working on it right now. Can you actually feel this?
Feel the warmth.
Excellent. Okay, take a deep breath for me, and when you get ready to blow the breath, blow it out from your throat chakra, okay? Take a deep,
right.
Good, deep breath and release it. Oh, nice. Very nice. Okay. So that'll continue, okay?
Yes.
Thank you. It was an honor to serve you.
Thank you.
You
bye.
Have a good night now. Thank you, Pamela, for allowing me to service her.
Oh, Leilani, isn't it wonderful how many people are emerging and waking up and how many tools and gifts that are coming up so that people can actually serve other people and help us all do this together?
It is. And, you know, I'll tell you, Pamela, I love being on the radio. It's, you know, yes, because we're able to share wonderful, powerful information and wisdom and keeping humanity abreast of all the wonderful things and shifts and changes that we're all doing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure you're probably like me. It's not a better feeling than when you can really connect with another human being.
Yes. 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 And see, the radio is such a perfect
caller.
Okay.
So hold tight. Caller on line 2, welcome to the
Hello?
Show.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and what state are you calling from?
Connecticut. My name's Heather.
Hi, Heather. Well, welcome. It's an honor to have you. Would you like
Hi, Heather.
To go and ask?
Hi. Hi. Can you give me a visual hair color and eye color? Natural hair color.
Brown hair. Light. I would say light brown eyes.
Okay. And have you done at times? Do you like highlight your hair or do anything? Or have you just thought about doing that at times?
Yes, I have it highlighted.
Okay, that's what I thought you were showing me. And what's your first name, Heather?
Heather.
Oh,
yes.
Leilani, I love that you keep bringing in yellow violets in here, blue, yellows, and violets. It seems to be the three most popular colors listening to your show. Heather, you are
yes.
also a yellow violet, and I feel like what I want to say is with those aura colors, they never want to do the typical traditional little office jobs or inside jobs. I feel like you've got this part of you that wants to do something more unusual, do your own thing. Usually violets would prefer to do their own projects, do you understand, and break free.
Yes.
And I feel like
yes.
I want to say you violets are not always understood. You're not always accept. You know, people want to put you in a box and say you need to go get a real job. You need to be practical. And
oh,
Heather, when
yes.
I turn into you, I feel like I want to go, no, I need you to be free. I need you to be free. Plus, you've got that yellow stubborn side of you, which is great because on the positive side, that yellow stubborn side can help you get there. But be careful, Heather, on that downside, that stubbornness or the resistance or the rebellion of not wanting to have people tell you what to do could also make you trap yourself. Do you understand?
Right.
So the little rebel in you that's like, why don't people get who I am? And I'm not going to do what they want to tell me to do. And I want to do my own thing. But I feel like I want you to believe in yourself enough to actually do the things that you want to do. Do you understand? Sometimes yellows procrastinate. They don't always get
oh, yeah.
where they feel like they want to go, and I feel like you have a dilemma with that at times. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like
definitely.
You've got all these. I'm going to recommend you get a hold of my book, either Life Color or Love Colors, okay? So you can read about that violet and read about the yellow because those two colors need to be in harmony and work together for you. Otherwise, you're going to constantly feel like, I've got all these big dreams and visions, and how come I'm not getting there, and how come money's in my way, and why can't I get there? You're going to fight against yourself, and if you get them in alignment, you've got things to do here, and I know you can feel it. You want your freedom, and you want to do the projects you want to do.
Right.
You got it?
What's the book again? Hello?
Does that make sense
yes.
to you?
Oh, yes, it does. I was just asking what the book was again.
It's called, you can get Life Colors. This is my first one, L-I-F-E, Life Colors, just to get you started. And then you can read Love Colors, which is my recent book, and that can help you get there, too. It just adds, there's even more information after you get the basics. And then if you really get stuck, my book, Make Your Dreams Come True, is really going to help you unlock from your own stuckness. Because, sweetie, you just get so stuck, and then you get frustrated, and then you go, God, am I ever going to get there? And you got talent, and I like that you've got dreams and visions. So, see if you can get those books to see if they can give you some tools to get you forward, okay?
Okay.
And you violets never fit in like everyone else, and everybody else's voice is going to tell you, you can't do it, you can't do it, you can't do it. And it's like, God, trust your intuition that you can and you need to, okay?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely. A lot of sense. I've heard
you
that
need
all my
reminder,
life.
You just let Leilani know, and I'll be more than happy to remind you of who you are. Okay?
Yeah, I need to be reminded a lot.
Because a lot of you violets don't always have teachers or people that show you the way. So the best suggestion for a violet is find people that inspire you, whether they're famous or they're successful or they're friends, whatever. Find people that inspire you and use them as mentors and teachers so you can say, see, if they can do it, so can I. Be inspired by them, okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, are you part of the Pal Talk room, or are you one of the of our listeners through BBS Radio?
Actually, I just stumbled across the room.
Wonderful. Well, we like stumbling. That's a good thing.
It's called synchronicity. Your violet's part of your soul got you to this. You could hear some powerful things to help you get there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So you come and play with us, and we're here every Tuesday night, honey, and I have different guests, obviously, on the show. But and also, Kaylee is in the room, so talk with him on the side as well, because I really know that he would feel very honored to have you as well join us in his room. And I go there quite often as well.
What is his room?
Instant message him. He's in the Pal Talk room right now.
Okay.
If you'll do
Kaylee,
that for
did
me.
You say?
It's K-E-L-I-I.
I see it. K-U-E.
Okay. But I have to let you go now, honey, because I do have another caller on another line.
All right. Thank you so much.
Hugs and kisses to you, and thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Before I do take this next caller, first thing I'd like to establish with my guest this evening, you've been so gracious, Pamela. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like to extend the show broadcast, and I'd like to get permission from you if you're okay with it.
Sure. How long do you want to extend it?
Well, I was thinking another half an hour. And
okay.
If you want to go at least another hour, let me know this, because then what I'll do is have us go on a break.
Okay, you know what? I have time to do another half an hour, and after that I've got another commitment, but I'm happy to hang with you for another half an hour because you're doing fabulous work.
Oh, thank you, Pamela. Thank you. I would like to take a moment as well as and invite you back on the show with me, and I would feel very honored to have you back onto the show.
That would be great.
So on that note, let's go ahead and take caller on line 4. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hi. Could
How
I get you
doing?
To speak up just a little bit for me?
My name is Grace. And,
I'm having a hard time hearing her, Leilani.
Whatever you can help me with.
I know. Sweetheart, do me a favor, please, and come closer to your phone, because I know you have a beautiful name, and I'd really like to hear your name, and I'm having a hard time.
Are you able to hear me?
That's a little bit better.
Wait, hold on a second. Is this better?
Thank you. say it again. Is this any better?
Yes.
Okay,
much better.
Great. Hi, I'm on the universal spiritual connection in the power talk right now, and I'm calling to find out information on my aura, please. And my name is Grace.
Grace?
Yes.
Okay, Grace, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Oh, fun. I'm going to be in Florida next week. What color hair and eyes do you have?
I have white hair.
White hair?
And brown eyes.
And brown eyes.
Right.
Okay, let me really look at you, okay? Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from New York.
Okay. All right, let me just look at you. Was your hair dark before it went white?
Yes, it was brown.
Okay. Leilani, look at all the violets you've got calling in. You're amazing. You just attract violets like crazy. Seems to be the predominant color of your listeners, which is actually very cool because, Grace, violets,
yes.
Hold on, let me take a look at you. Violets, again, they're more charismatic, they're more powerful, they're leaders, they need to be able to do their own projects like music. Were you ever interested in music or entertainment or something more creative like art or music?
I wanted to get into, you know, instrumental, you know, playing, you know, maybe piano or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And
but you didn't go that direction? Because I keep feeling like you would have been great with music or voice or singing or, you know, something like that, or even teaching other people about it. But I feel like you've got a great, you were born a violet yellow, too. I feel like you were born with a lot of talent. And I'm going to say I don't feel like you totally found your way to do it. You're a perfectly lovely, wonderful person. Oh, my gosh, and I feel like I even want to talk to you about relationships. like, have those been oh, my gosh. See, Leilani, watch what happens with violets. I sometimes can't finish sentences with them. Violets can multitask, or there's, like, 20 different things they want to do. So, Grace?
Yes?
I do get that you were born with that violet, the violet that maybe wanted to do her own creative projects or, you know, do some of her own things. And I feel like, did your family sort of want you to maybe be, I don't know, I'm not getting bad things about your family, but I feel like I want to say maybe they didn't fly the way I wanted you to fly.
To be truthful, I don't know my biological family. I only have a twin sister that I really, you know, connected to.
Okay, well, that'll do it. That'll do it. That'll get why I'm getting some sort of disconnect with your family. That's the biological. Okay. So
right.
Do you have a specific question about your violet? Because violets are usually much more dynamic. You know, they need to do their own projects. Have you thought about doing your own projects?
Well, I'm doing a project with the Pal Talk. I opened up a room with lovely, beautiful energy going, and I have beautiful new friends, acquaintances. And, oh, I do get a very positive energy, you know, working with them. I'm an empathic channeler. I channel energy. And I
oh, perfect.
That,
that's a violet.
Yeah, and I use that work to work with others, you know, in healing, you know, of inner self and spirit.
Good. Okay, so you remember, Leilani, that I said yellows are healers? There
yeah.
You go. You've got the teacher and the healer right there. So I'm glad you're doing your own projects. And that must be why I wanted to say I wanted to talk to you about relationships. You're forming a lot of new relationships. And, you know, Grace, violets are also teachers. Not, and yellows are healers, but violets are also teachers. And they need to keep expanding. So I hope that you continue to keep expanding.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm intending to. I really am working on that. Thank you very much.
Good.
Well,
thank you very much for calling in.
Well, thank you for having me on the air. I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank
have
you,
fun.
Honey.
I hope you get to read more about that violet and yellow that confirms even more, because I'm only giving you a small version of what I know about each of those aura colors.
Okay, thank you. Do you pick up anything on my twin, if I just might ask my twin sister?
On your twin sister?
Yes.
What is her name?
Her name is Jeannie.
Jeannie? And is she an identical twin, or is she smaller than you, or what?
She's a little bigger than I am. She colors her hair, so she looks a little older than me, but we're only 15 minutes apart.
Can I ask you a question here? Because I feel like does Jeannie sometimes, do you feel like she doesn't totally believe in herself enough?
That's true.
Yeah, that's what I was getting. I'm feeling she's got some blue in her aura, and blues can get very sensitive, like they're not good at receiving compliments, and they can get, when they're out of power, meaning the downside of them,
they can get kind of insecure and kind of sell themselves short and hide out a little bit. It feels to me like she might have been born a blue with yellow, but I feel like she hasn't discovered her true potential yet.
Right.
That's the best. And she feels like a sweetheart, but there's a side of her that I feel like hasn't been felt supported or hasn't really come into her own yet.
No, she hasn't.
And I know Violet's want to teach them. Violet's usually want to encourage people and inspire people, so I feel like you worry about her and you go, like, come on, you can do it, you can do it. And I feel like she keeps hiding out, like she's still not getting it.
Right. See, I'm
okay,
more
so
of
if you
I'm sorry.
Pardon?
I'm more of an explorer, you know, and I achieve more. My twin sister, she's more, you know, in a comfort zone.
Yeah, that's where blues can go. Blues are much more quiet sometimes and nurturing, and they usually, you know, and all I know is your sister's kind of selling herself short, and she's a beautiful soul. I just feel like she's not as happy as she could be, and she's not as free as she could be.
Right.
Okay, so if you get a hold of my books, you can read more about those colors to help you understand her better.
Thank you, sweetheart. I appreciate the time for answering that question, and you have a beautiful and God bless evening.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for calling in. Pamela, before we move forward, I do have another caller on the line, but I also have a listener in the Pal Talk room he's been so very patient, and he'd also like to ask a question as well. And so, Love Check, if I could have you please go ahead, and if please, everyone, hold your texting at the moment and give Love Check a moment to... I'd like for you, Love Check, to please type in your question. Well, first of all, we need the natural color of your hair and his eyes as well. Is that correct, Pamela?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
thank
so
you.
So I need those two elements, Love Check. If you would go ahead and get that up on the board, I will really appreciate it.
Leilani, it's a little more challenging for me to pick up people's energy just through the Internet because there's so much electronic interference, and I can pick up everybody else's energy that'll be on that Internet.
Okay.
So I will do my best to see if I can tell his colors, but it's usually easier for me if I can at least hear their voice, but I'll do the best I can.
Give me just a second here. Spirit Wonder, can you speak with Love Check on the side, if you would? Give him the 800 number and have him call in. Can't do it on the mic because BBS Radio has got full control over the mic. That's how you're able to hear both of us through the Pal Talk room at this time. So see what you can do about getting Love Check to call in. On that note, I would like to welcome caller on line two to the show and your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi. Hi, my name is Wolaine and calling from the Philippines.
Oh, from the Philippines. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Hugs and kisses to you.
Yeah, I really love to go on Pao Song, and this really interests me because I really want to know my callers.
Okay, what did you say your name was again?
Lalaine.
She's saying Lalaine?
It's like Lalani.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's what I thought. And is that dark hair and brown eyes?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
Yes, it's true.
Yes. Okay, sorry, there's a little bit of a delay here, so I'm trying to, like, boy, isn't technology amazing? We can connect, but I'm still having to reach out that far to get her. Okay, so say your name one more time.
Lalaine.
Lalaine. Okay, hold on.
That's right.
Wow, you've got beautiful energy. Oh, my gosh. Lalaine, by the way, I feel like I'm seeing if your aura colors are really blue and yellow with violet, or blue with violet, or yellow-violet that's added blue, because all three of those colors are coming off of you. Look at Leilani again. I see 14 different aura colors, and look at the same colors you're calling through.
Now,
oh, wow.
Leilani, I feel like there's this part of you that knows that you need to, you want to stretch out and either, like, help people on a bigger level, like whether I want you to be a teacher or travel. I feel like you're wanting to stretch out too. And by the way, you'd make an amazing teacher. I feel like you'd be able to touch souls. But have you got a desire to travel at all? Because I keep wanting you to travel.
Well, basically, I'm into business of sending students abroad for study and training. So it's like more on educational.
Okay. Yeah, so the educational, that's why I kept getting teaching, education, and that's probably why I'm getting the travel with you. I like you more and more in this lifetime, being able to do even more projects. I like you making a difference. And at some point, Leilan, not that you like being told what to do, but at some point I feel like I want you traveling too, you being able to see things. Now, when you're ready, I kept getting travel around you, and it could just be that you're sending students out there. And in all honesty,
That makes me travel as well.
What'd you say? You do travel as well?
I do travel, yeah.
Yeah, because I see you traveling. I feel like you've got that violet in your aura. Violets typically like to keep doing new things and exploring and changing and growing and doing new projects and new things, because otherwise sometimes you violets can get bored if you do the same thing forever. Don't you know that part of you, that there's a side of you that's like, okay, I did that, now I want to do something more. Okay, I did that, now I want to do something more.
That is right. That is really right. I tend to get bored when I do the same thing again and again.
Yeah.
I like to explore more things.
Yeah. So I like you traveling. I like you getting involved in new business projects and kind of being like an entrepreneur and being challenged and see what else you can do. Would be really good, by the way, speaking in front of groups. But after I see you doing that for a while, you go, okay, I did that. Now what? I really like you having freedom and growth and constantly taking on new challenges and new projects. That's when you are actually going to feel the most excited about your life.
I think that is right, because right now I'm planning another business aside from my current business. It's like I'm exploring another one.
Now, if you were to ever, so I love you doing that. Now, you know, I know some people are going to go, well, you need to learn how to be happy right where you are. And I go, but with your energy, I feel like I need you doing more and more projects. By the way, if you ever took the test online on my website, you would test really high on the green right now. I don't get that you were born a green. You have some of it in your outer bands. To help you start these new businesses and be independent and be powerful, but you've actually are strongest with that violet in your aura. Okay?
Okay.
So just keep taking on new projects. And by the way, a lot of violets really want to have a lot of money, but they want money for freedom, for the freedom it gives them to do what they really want to do.
Yes, that's right. This is really interesting, too, if I may interject here real quick, and then I'm going to have to let you go. But I feel like you're about to come here to the mainland. And, you know, once I got you on the phone with you, I picked that up. And I also picked up that I was coming to the Philippines. So I have an auntie there. I have family that lives in the Philippines. So sometime in the chat rooms we'll talk. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Were you planning on coming to the mainland?
Uh-huh.
Ah, okay. Anyway, sweetie, I have to let you go, but I want to thank you for your patience, and I hope that we have served you well.
Thank you so much, and I really appreciate that. And you all have a great night. And thanks
and
a lot.
Too.
Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now.
My
wow,
goodness, what time is it in the Philippines?
Oh, this is wonderful. That just tickles me pink.
I know. I wonder what time it is there.
Well, she's in the panel talk room, so I'm going to ask my caller to type it into the room, if you would. Let me know what time you have on your end. On that note, while we're waiting for that information, I do have one more caller, and if I may, I'd like to call the welcome to the show. May I have your name and where you're calling from, please?
Hi, Leilani. This is Benny from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Well, hey, thank you for your patience. And this is Love Check that we were talking to earlier.
Yeah, I thought so. I thought so. So your name is Benny?
Right.
And what color hair and eyes do you have?
Brown, dark.
Dark brown and what color eyes?
Dark brown eyes, too.
Dark brown eyes. Let me just get a hit on you, Benny, okay? This is interesting. You have that big kid yellow in you. You know, the yellows, it's like, I don't know, the yellows are just nice guys. They're sensitive. They're fun. Benny, I got to tell you something. Somebody in your upbringing wanted you to be more like a tan. And tans are, go get a job, be practical, you know, make some money, don't cause a lot of trouble. And I feel like there's more to you than that. By the way, you got a great sense of humor in there. And I feel like sometimes you have to keep it back, like you get more serious or something. But I swear you've got this, because when I tune into you, I feel like I want to giggle. So I feel like that's usually what happens when I tune into a yellow. They're really nice guys. Boy, you go up and down on me. But I feel like somewhere in your past, somebody wanted you to be more tan. And usually tans are things like, now yellows will do physical work. They'll work with their hands, or they'll be out there working on the land or the tractors or whatever. Tans are more practical and analytical, and I'll see them doing jobs and getting paychecks, and sometimes I see them in engineers or accountants or something like that. I feel like, you know what I want to say, Benny? I don't feel like you got totally seen or supported when you were growing up. Okay?
No, definitely.
Like, does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, so I feel like there's more to you, and I almost feel like I want to say, guy, I wish you could start your own business or something, or your own project. But if you've got yellow and tan in there, sometimes yellow tans go, I don't know if I'm smart enough for that. I don't know if I could make enough money doing that. And then they get a little nervous. They get a little scared. But you're predominantly showing me yellow and tan. But I have a feeling you might actually have a little touch of violet there, but you don't know what to do with it or how to bring it up to the surface.
Right. I have lots of spiritual gifts, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, but do you understand how I feel like your upbringing family didn't really get that about you?
Right.
And violets, that's why I felt like you had some hidden violet in there. Violets are more spiritual, and they're teachers, and they're channelers, and they're you know, something that wants to make a difference here.
I've taught before. I tell people about soul traveling and stuff like that.
Your violet.
I can do it all the time.
Yeah.
I just tell people not to be afraid.
Yeah. There you go. Vinny, you've got that yellow. You've got such a kind heart in there. I mean, you're really sincere. I just feel like there's that part that didn't get supported as a child. Not that it has to get in your way, but it still feels like. But let's put it this way. A lot of you violets feel like maybe something's still missing. Like you still haven't done enough, or there's still more to do, or there's more people to reach. Do you feel like that at times?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm going to recommend, and again, I'm not putting down your family. They feel like they're younger souls, or they didn't always get it, or at least some of your family members. I feel like if you could heal a little bit more of that, and just instead of just going, well, they're just not going to get it. They're not on the same page. Turn around and do something to send them love and energy. Not just, you go, well, I've done that. I've sent them, I bless them. I go, no, something more still needs to happen to free you up, because I keep getting this feeling from you that you still haven't done enough. And I go, oh, don't be hard on yourself. You're a good person. I feel like some of that upbringing has affected you.
Yeah,
so we hope we have served you well, Love Check. You're one of my favorite people. And of course, you know, you hear me say that about everybody.
Oh, definitely.
So I do have to take this next caller, and then we're going to have to give Pamela a lot of hugs and kisses say good night.
I definitely
want
to thank her for the information.
Thank you. Thank you for calling in. You're doing great work.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Love Chat.
Just keep trusting it. Keep trusting it.
Okay. Definitely.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
So I do want to let all of our listeners this evening know I really honor and appreciate for all your wonderful calls and your support to Pamela. And this is going to be the last call that I'm going to be able to take, and we're going to have to say goodnight to Pamela, and she's already extended an half an hour to all of us. So please always remember to let our guests know how much we do appreciate them. On that note, on line two, may we have your name and where you're calling from, please?
Alafia, this is Shango from New York City. I spoke to you ladies before in Kelly's room a couple of weeks ago.
Ah.
I think that remember I spoke to you about Ifa? Does that ring a bell, Ifa, Shango?
Yes.
Okay.
It does.
That's
for me.
And I love your show. It's the best.
Oh, thank you. Does that mean I can count on you coming in and joining us on Tuesday night?
Of course. And it's only appropriate that I close your show by being the last person.
Okay. You are so right.
Okay, I have a question. And I'm not taking over. Black hair, brown eyes.
Mm-hmm. Leilani, can you feel
yes.
all the violet coming off of this man? The
yes,
leadership.
I can.
Violets are leaders. They're powerful. They're dynamic. They need to accomplish things here. And
of
they
course.
Can sometimes have like 20 different projects they want to do. And it's like, how do I get it
yep.
all done in one lifetime? Violets are
yes.
communicators. They need to tell the truth. And sometimes when they
right.
tell the truth, that you know, it upsets people or it pushes their buttons. But you violets
They'll
have to tell
it.
The truth. You
yes.
understand that, right?
Of course.
May I say this real quick, if I may, Pamela? You know,
uh-huh.
I've gone in and worked with and shared my thoughts with a lot of the Pal Talk people, and I've made some, and they hear from me all the time. I'm always reminding them, and I'm finding out how true, so true this statement is. And I said, we are family.
Mm-hmm.
I have never felt so comfortable with a group of people as I have felt with all of them. Wouldn't
mm-hmm.
you agree?
Oh, God, they're wonderful. And look at how the colors that you draw in, Leilani, they're all compatible aura colors, too. So it's amazing what you're doing. And look at, you've got some very dynamic violets and some healers and yellows and those loving big heart blues. Oh, my gosh, you've got a great family going.
Thank you.
In my belief, right now, I would fall under the pattern of Ire, meaning great blessings.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
I got yes. that, by the way.
Of course.
Wow.
Ibashe Olodumare, Ibashe Shango.
Oh. And you see how violets are ahead of their time? They tend to be ahead of the masses a lot of times. And then you guys have to kind of wait for the rest of the people to catch up with it. He's not waiting for them to catch up. He's just doing his thing.
No question. They'll be there. I am definitely looking forward to networking with you, Louise, because you're very, very informative. And Ifa is actually unlocking the secrets, not the secrets, but unlocking the things of the universe. I call them secrets. And what you ladies have mastered or are very, very good with is unlocking how to view people's aura, because that is me. And you're seeing it, which is unbelievable, which is great.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Well, you violets have pretty big auras. You're hard to miss.
Of course.
Pretty
oh, that's
powerful.
Good.
So
that's
I look forward
cool.
to talking
pretty
to you ladies real soon. And thank
you
so much for taking time out.
Thank
Alafia.
You
so much for your call and blessings to you. Wow, Pamela, well, this is it. I truly want to thank you for giving us another half an hour of your time. I know that was probably very unexpected for you, but I want to thank you for working with us this evening.
Oh, I'm so honored that you had me on your show, and it was actually a pleasure. And I've learned how to go with the flow, too. I stick with my commitments, so I do have another commitment, but I'm really honored that you even asked me to be part of your family for longer. That was really nice of you.
Well,
and people can always go to my website, too, at auracolors.com if they want more information or want to email or anything. And I'm going to have to look forward to listening in on your show more often.
Oh, thank you. And I want to remind all our listeners as well is that you're invited to go onto my show page. I have a wealth of information about Pamela, and also about this wonderful book that she has written, along with her websites as well. I invite all of you to just go and have some fun and explore. And I'm as always, I want to remind each and every one of you that you are indeed the I Am Presence. You are in command of you, yourself, and your world. And always love yourselves with all your heart, and love thou families as well. On this note, I will come in and share a little bit with you guys after I finish broadcasting. And I want to say good night and thank you for your love and your support. And thank you, Pamela. Good night
thank
to
you.
Everyone. Hello, everybody. Pamela, if you'd like to hang up, feel free to do so, honey.
Okay, I wanted to personally thank you for being so wonderful.
And you as well.
All
and it was an honor to serve you, Pamela.
Okay, thank you, and I hope that you all have fun talking right
maybe
now, and thanks again for letting me be on your show.
Okay. What I need.
Okay, bye-bye.
Right now,
bye-bye.
I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly. And so was I. I asked myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess it's up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. We were born to fly, so was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something other than what you are, in a world that forgets born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly.
I make a contribution. Every day I play a part. Every day is a chance to advance or to make a brand new